Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is most thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 22nd day of February, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 49 degrees today and a low of 24. So we'll warm up a little bit. I guess that's always a good thing. Anyhow, one momento. Something I forgot to do. I'm back to this, and we'll be right back, and then we'll go look at the Ministry of Lies alternate controlled opposition. That's what we'll call it today. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go over to the propaganda, see what shit we're being fed today. You know, the milquetoast shit, you know, the real propaganda, because I mean, you go look at CNN, CNBC and news, it's like watching a fucking cartoon. It's sad. I mean, they're playing like there's nothing going on in this goddamn country or this world. I swear they are. It's strange. They're strange. Texas sues to stop NGO aiding in human smuggling at U.S.-Mexican border. Non-government organ. I wonder who that's about. We're going to see here in just a second. Man, it is dry here. I'm afraid it's going to be one of those years when it's going to get hot in the middle of May and up to 90 and 100 in June, and the grass is going to grow 6 foot tall, and then boom, we're going to suck smoke all summer long. This is by Katie Davis Court, the Post-Millennial. Okay, on Tuesday, Texas Attorney General Kim Paston, Republican, announced that he is suing to the end of the operations of a non-governmental organization in the state of Texas. Paston claims that these taxpayer-funded organizations facilitate human smuggling and worsen illegal immigration. I wonder who he could be talking about. Today, I'm suing to end operations in Texas. The chaos at the southern border has created an environment where NGOs funded with taxpayer money from the Biden administration. No, and they're all in it. Fucking politics. You're not going to get us in. You know what? If you're registered to fucking vote, you're a fucking traitor. You're a fucking retard and you're a fucking traitor. This isn't a goddamn American national fucking election. This is a fucking farce, a fraud. It's always fucking been. There's never been an election in this goddamn country. You participate in this as aiding and abetting the enemy, motherfucker, and I'll call you on it. Administration facilitated astonishing horrors, including human smuggling, Paxton wrote on X. Fuck you. While the federal government perpetuates the lawlessness destroying the country, my office works day in and day out to hold these organizations responsible for worsening illegal immigration. Well, there's a ton of them, Paxton. Which one are you going after? I mean, of the fucking hundreds of these motherfuckers. In a press release, Paxton's office said that they have sued to revoke the operating registration for Annunciation House, which is a Catholic NGO. Well, there's goddamn fucking Baptist, fucking goddamn Protestant, fucking goddamn, you name the church. I can't name churches here. There's every church, every organized religion is down there, and they're getting fucking grant monies that come from the fucking paychecks of the people with their nose to the grindstone and their fucking goddamn shoulder to the wheel. And fucking they're getting it handed it to them. And I mean, what happened to that first article? You know, it says, what does it say? It says, Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of a religion or forbidding the free exercise thereof. Something like that. Why are these fucking religious organizations getting grants to fucking, well, to help facilitate an invasion? We've said it all along. And it's been going on for how goddamn long? And you just got around to this, Paxton? Must be an election year. The Office of the Attorney General claims in the lawsuit that the Annunciation House has engaged in violations as facilitating illegal entry into the United States, alien harboring, human smuggling, and operating a stash house. Paxton's office said that they filed the suit after reviewing significant public record information that backs their claims. Fuck, this is it. How many years ago were we talking about this? When this clear back when Trump was running. I mean, more before that. Of course, every goddamn organized religion is down there fucking cutting our goddamn throats. They're Judeo-Christians, don't you know? The OAG claims that they demanded access to certain specified records to evaluate potential legal violations, but Annunciation House failed to comply with their request. In response to the request, Annunciation House sued the OAG to prevent the Attorney General from obtaining the requested documents. So they're spending our fucking money down there to aid an invasion. And when, well, he ain't calling them to it. This is the King's fucking courts. This is the King's administrative fucking star chamber fucking courts. And it's all, this is all just fucking propaganda. So you go there and hit your head on that fucking tree and go, then vote with my vote. I'm a vote. I vote with Trump. Trump. Yeah. Biden. Somebody. I'm vote. Change. The OAG lawsuit seeks to revoke Annunciation House's authorization to do business in Texas and asks the court to appoint a receiver to liquidate their assets. So if you did get rid of these, I'd be one in the fucking hundreds, maybe thousands down there that are getting goddamn grants that come right out of your fucking paychecks to fucking facilitate this invasion of your fucking country. And now the fucking goddamn Chinese fighting age men are pouring fucking in. Are your guns loaded? Are they good and fucking shiny? Did you put bullets in them? That might be important. Annunciation House began operating as a Catholic nonprofit in Texas in the 1980s. The organization describes itself as a volunteer organization that offers hospitality to migrants, immigrants, and refugees in El Paso, Texas. That we, you know, these fucking what you're calling what here? Migrants, immigrants, and you mean those illegal fucking aliens, those invaders coming across our fucking border, those son of a bitches that are taking our piece of the fucking pie without affording us due process of the law to each and every individual that is being taken from, those sons of bitches that fucking, we should, what did that fucker say? Share. I mean, share means fucking moving old people out of home, out of old folks' homes and handing them over to the fucking goddamn illegal son of a, unlawful son of a bitches. This is a goddamn violation of the law, not your legal ease bullshit. This is a violation of the fucking ninth article. This is a violation of those other fucking rights talked about in the fucking ninth article. Rooted in Catholic social teaching, the volunteers of Annunciation House live simply and in community. I bet they do, and I bet they got a private fucking jet. In the same houses as the guests we serve, who are mostly from Mexico and Central America. The organization website states we also participate in advocacy and education around immigration issues. We seek to be a voice for justice and compassion, especially on behalf of the most marginalized of our society. You mean the American national sleeping under goddamn highway underpasses and fucking tents with their dirty little children and their fucking goddamn hunger and cold in the fucking wintertime? Is that the people you're talking about, you fucking scum? Get your organized fucking religion back. You know that Vatican? You motherfuckers have slipped it for too many fucking times. This time you will not. Annunciation House called Paxton's lawsuit shameful. Oh, yeah. It's a goddamn shame that you can't take the money from people who do not want to fucking give it and fucking facilitate the invasion of our country. And I mean, they call it an invasion just every once in a while. They said, this is an invasion. This is an invasion. This isn't goddamn fucking immigration. This isn't goddamn, this is a fucking invasion when thousands, the guy actually finally said it. He said, if they would have guns in their hands and crossing our border, what would this be? An invasion. What's the fucking difference? As soon as they get across, they're fucking armed. You can go right down and fucking an illegal can without a background check and buy a fucking gun with the fucking part of the $5,000 that's given to them as soon as they hit the fucking beach. No different from the work of schools who enroll migrant children and clinics and hospitals who care for the needs of the ill and don't give a fuck about an American national. You can die. In fact, they get paid for killing your asses. The churches, synagogues, and mosques who welcome their families to join in worship. Synagogues, mosques, goddamn, every fucking organized religion's down there sucking up the fucking bucks. Because it's what it's really all about, man. For the Attorney General to suddenly attack Annunciation House after 46 years of service to the poor is simply shameful, and not the nonprofit said. There's a different. What poor are you talking about? You're talking about those American nationals who can trace their lineage back to before this was a fucking country, that are living under the goddamn highway underpasses with their little kids in the wintertime. Dirty and hungry. Is that who you're talking about, you motherfuckers? Are you talking about these son of a bitch and got invaders coming across our border? I look at them. They wear better. They got better clothes than I got, for goddamn sure. And they have better accommodation. And goddamn, just hand. Well, this is fucking recolonization, like we said it was from the fucking beginning. Let's be honest about it. They intend to recolonize our country with goddamn third world motherfuckers. And if you don't believe it, go look at the streets of Portland. Go look at the streets of Miami. Go look at the streets of Chicago and tell me what you fucking see. I see shit that makes the third world look appealing. The legal battle comes amid a historic border crisis. I love the way you like to use that shit. It's a fucking invasion. And you fucking know it. That has greatly impacted the state of Texas over the past few years. Texas has fought to increase broader border security measures, while the federal government has fought to keep the U.S. southern border open, embracing the role of NGOs and providing them with millions of dollars in taxpayer funds and the illegal that aid the illegal immigration. It's not illegal immigration, that aid the invasion, providing them. And that's Democrats and Republicans the same. They all shit through the same hole. It would take a fucking mental reject to think that there is any kind of fucking goddamn divide within the international corporate mafia and their fucking goals to fucking destroy this country and kill every fucking American national here. because we're the only ones that have the goddamn right to stop them. We're the only ones that have the authority to stop them. And we can stop you too, you fucking scumbags. 17-year-old boys in Ukraine being trained to send into the meat grinder when they turn 18. The $60 billion they are trying to send to Ukraine will guarantee that they will be all be gone within a few months. And I watched this little, it's a video, and I watched it. And these are kids, man. These are fuck. I look at them; they're little children. But I mean, all wars are fought by the, you know, the fucking poor. They don't care how you, they'll turn, they're probably 16, 17 years old. When they turn 18, they'll go out there and just get slaughtered. And yeehaw, they charged that machine gun nest juju. We need to get that money to him too, man. Everything, I swear, everything is revolved around, you know, Putin is, you know, he's been arresting Americans. He's been, well, actually, they're Russian Americans. Actually, one of them was just a fuck, he was a straight up Russian, but they arrested a fucking model. Did you know that? They arrested a model who's a dual citizen, Russian American. You go to fucking Russia. Fuck you. I don't care what happens to your stupid ass. It ain't none of my business. It's Russia's business, especially if you're a Russian-American. Colorado Representative Scott Bottoms confirms that people are buying 1 to 5-year-old children for sex. Now, okay. This is by Wall Street Apes. And it says, he says, almost all the time they get off or on probation after buying a child and raping a little child. What's wrong with this picture, people? They're going to write a law, because there ain't no law against that, evidently. I think people used to just take care of that the old fucking fashioned way, a bullet through the fucking head. These are the times that I am discouraged about my job as a representative, and I also happens here at the Capitol. We sat in a committee all day discussing whether or not somebody that buys little children, and these are 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old kids, they buy them for sex. Then we tried to get a bill through. Representative Bradley sent one through that was going to put these buyers in jail. You mean, fuck me, don't even go to jail. You can go rape little fucking babies and not go to jail. There ain't already a fucking law against that. And your minister, well, King Chuck said it's okay because he likes to do it too. And seeing how the fucking British own our judicial system, or their judicial system, their fucking administrative admiralty jurisdiction, you don't have no jurisdiction over me, motherfucker, because I'm not a fucking 14th Amendment subject citizen. I'm an individual, free, sovereign national, and I'll blow your fucking head right off your shoulder. I catch you doing something like this, you will not like, I'll take a knife to you. Right now, most of the time, they get off on probation. Almost all, you rape a little baby like that, and you get off on fucking probation? How about fucking goddamn, you get off on torture? Almost all the time they get off on probation after buying a child and raping a little child. This is what this says. And we tried to say, well, they need to at least serve a minimum of 4 years. They need to be taken out and put against the wall and a bullet put through the, just shot through the fucking head. Get rid of the fucking animals. They are rabid dogs. And then we sat and listened to the Democrat. Oh, here we go. Fucking here we go with this fucking election bullshit. You fucking, if you do not unregister to vote, you are a fucking traitor to this country. If you don't unregister from this fucking corporate mafia, fucking occupational fucking vote for this phony fucking election, you are a fucking traitor. Listen to the Democrats fight against the bill. Fight against putting these people in jail for 4 fucking years. I say fuck you too, buddy. You're a fucking sick son of a bitch too. You don't rape a little kid and just go to jail for 4 fucking years. You should have your fucking head chopped off. and came up with all kinds of reasons, including that these buyers are the victims themselves. Well, it's because they're your fucking, the reason they won't do nothing to them is because they're doing the same fucking thing, people. And you know it. It's fucking rampant in this country. This is very discouraging. It is also very disgusting for me that they could actually defend this. And let's see. And then they voted completely along party lines. See, it's that back and forth. It was them that did it. It was them that did it. It's us that's getting fucked by a small, tiny percentage of the fucking population. 10 to 12% max. And they're fucking doing this shit right in our fucking face. We have the fucking jurisdictional authority to kill them, to wipe them off this fucking planet, to remove them from this fucking goddamn earth if you fucking do something like that to a child. We just will not fucking do it. I don't understand. How can we stand back and watch this shit going on? This is like watching genocide in fucking Palestine. And I'm not going to wave a Palestinian flag in the United States, and I'm not going to wave that red, white, and blue fucking corporate fucking flag of the fucking for that Constitution that never was either. If there's fucking a protest, they should be waving that fucking Bill of Rights. You get that son of a bitch in operation, I guarantee you all this shit stops. Because we can then, well, we should have already stopped anyway. It shouldn't take that. We as individuals, it's our responsibility, our duty to our people, to our little 3, 4, 5-year-old kids to fucking put these motherfuckers out of our misery. This is why it's so difficult sometimes to do what we do around here. We know we're on the side of riot. It says riot. Right, you stupid prick. We know we're on the side of morality, and we get shot down by, I do not understand the thought process behind this, but we do get shot down. This is why I would encourage you to do a few things to help us with this. First, if you believe in prayer at all, please pray. We are fighting truly dark forces here. This is not okay. Yeah, just get down and fucking pray. Put the fucking guns away. Get down on your goddamn knees and pray, and you're done. They won't shoot you for being fucking down on your goddamn knees praying. Have you even prayed to? Do you have to go and talk to your God to ask him if he'd do something about shit like this? He don't know what's going on. This is evil stuff that we are dealing with. If you have the ability to come up and testify on bills or anything like that. Bills, fuck your bills. You have no jurisdictional authority in this country. We have everything we fucking need in 10 easy fucking articles on one single piece of fucking paper to fucking eliminate all of this shit, people. We just don't have the fucking intestinal fortitude we just don't have the fucking balls to do it. Anything like this, please do so. Your voice is very important to what we're trying to accomplish around here. When they let them off on probation, how come somebody ain't going out and killing them motherfuckers? Tell me that. Why would you? I mean, they moved into our neighborhood. Honey, we're going to have to put cameras up. We're going to have to watch the kids all the fucking time because that guy over there, he fucks 3, 4, 5-year-olds, and there's nothing we can do about it. I'm going to go out in the garage and polish my gun and load some shells. Have a nice fucking day. And Israel intensifies airstrikes in Rafah as invasion looms. Well, of course it does. Let's see, this is Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. Israel intensified airstrikes in Rafah on Wednesday as Israeli officials are threatening to invade the city, which is packed with an estimated 1.5 million Palestinians. But you get a lot of them. You just about finished your fucking genocide, couldn't you? Da-da-da-da. Well, come on, you son of a bitch. Reuters reported that the Israeli bombardment in Rafah killed over a dozen members of the Al-Noor family, including a 1.5-year-old girl at the site of the bombed house. Palestinians criticized the U.S. For vetoing a ceasefire resolution at the UN Security Council and for its support of Israel's here you are, you fucking antiwar.com. It's not an onslaught, motherfucker. It is genocide. and I'm not a communist. I'm a fucking individual, free, sovereign, national, the United States of America. And if I had my fucking way and my people weren't such fucking cunts, there would be no goddamn genocide in Palestine. But I will not wave their flag in my fucking country. It's not going to fucking happen. You do anything to fucking try to seize power when you see it rise up. And we know it. Since October 7th and until this moment, the U.S. has been supporting Israel with rockets, aircraft, and tanks. All of these massacres are because of America, said Yusuf Sheikh al-Id, whose brother was inside the targeted house, according to Reuters. Gaza Health Ministry said a total of 118 Palestinians were killed in Gaza from February 20th to the 21st. It means a day, bringing the total death toll up to 29,313, with 69,333 others wounded. About two-thirds of the casualties are women and children, but you don't mention the people still buried in the fucking rubble. See, they're keeping, I mean, you're keeping this number. Antiwar.com, you should be screaming it. But this number is incorrect. It's way fucking worse than what we're reporting. But we're kind of milquetoast. We're doing an election here, don't you know? And God damn it, Trump, we want him to win, and he is the goddamn, well, the king of the Jews, isn't he? Israeli officials also said they intensified operations in the nearby city of Khan Yunis, where Israeli forces are fighting Hamas on the, fighting Hamas on the ground. Fighting also continues up in northern Gaza, where the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, said one of its soldiers was killed on Wednesday. Well, when you kill fucking, I don't know, 300 or 400 fucking people and one guy gets killed, I don't think that's called a fucking goddamn war, do you? I think that's called genocide. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz has threatened that Israel will invade Rafah by Ramadan, which begins on March 10th, if Hamas doesn't realize the remaining Israel, release the remaining Israeli captives. Qatar mediated hostage negotiations have now shut down, shown much promise after Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu voted a round of talks last week, but Gantz claimed on Wednesday that there are early signs of possible progress in the latest effort to work toward a deal. But he added, if an agreement is not reached, we will continue operating also during Ramadan. Well, of course you will, because you're the fucking you're fucking kike, low-life son of a bitches. That's what you are. That's just what you fucking are. You know what? I'm so fucking thirsty. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We got some Fox News looking at me in the face here. Why not? Anyway, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay, I can count on memories, cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. She's like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With
with an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She don't care what the game is, she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been dealt some aces and I've played them all the same. But she's the only one that keeps me in the game. No fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic sound in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. She sees the good in everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it is 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was Uncle Cracker with the Memphis Soul Song. Voters been starting to fuck. You don't even know what to say anymore, man. I swear. I mean, you look at this and you look at this shit, and here we are at Thursday, guys. Tomorrow we'll look at some more shit. It'll be worse. Then we can talk about how it's going to be worse over the weekend and come back Monday and show you that it is. It just goes going. It's going to go on and on until we fucking stop it. Do you want to fucking die and not get in the fight? I mean, you not want to fight? You want to just die on the vine? I don't. But this next thing here is breaking report, massive cell phone outage, continuous service. And it's Fox, straight up fucking Fox. Google rolls out pre-banking censorship operation to kill independent media. Well, we went over that kind of yesterday, another story. Let's see. Breaking, city council calls for an investigation of Mayor Adams' plan to give illegals $10,000 debit cards. And they've been doing, you know, they're just looking at Chicago, but I'd heard, you know, I mean, I don't know, a month ago that they were doing this. They were already doing this like in New York and shit. $10,000 and they get it every fucking 4 weeks, people, while we're living like we're fucking living. while we're out there busting our fucking ass just to have a fucking roof over our head and some shit food to eat that'll kill you anyway. These motherfuckers are, I mean, this is recolonization. I mean, this is exactly what they did the first time around. People just can't seem to fucking grasp it. I mean, at least the Indians, they fucking fought. I'll give them that. At least they fought, man. They were divided. They didn't have the, if they'd have known what was coming, man, I think they might have fucking done things different. Here, anyway, this is by a terrible, that's terrible. The $53 million contract would give Mobility Capital Finance, who the New York mayor touts as minority owned. Well, that's more important. I mean, in this land of equality, we're all equal, only there's always somebody more fucking equal, right? What's it matter if it's minority owned? I thought that the bids when you were fucking with the public's money went to the fucking goddamn lowest bidder. You're trying to save us fucking money, not fucking, I don't know, shower it on fucking minorities. Are these fuckers even from this country? How long have they been here? Minority owned lots of fees for services, including $125,000 one-time setup fee, $250,000 in annual management fees, $1.5 million for the first $50 million handed out. I remember after the 2008 international fraud was unveiled, and nobody had a job, and it came up, you know, by their corporate policy, if the unemployment rate was above a certain rate, they could not stop unemployment, but they did. And people were raising hell with that. That's when I first started writing for that site that I wrote for. But at any rate, it come up to like the fifth time, and it was $50 million, and it was just completely out of the fucking question. We cannot afford this. We cannot, $50 million more. We cannot do it. And if you can find a way to pay for it by cutting something else, when of course, you know, they're not, that's their fuck you. That's their in your face. But $50 million. Oh Jesus, $50 million. Are you kidding me? We just can't do that. We can't afford it. That's just in Chicago. $2.5 million for the next $1.5 million for the first $50 million handed out, and then $2.5 million for the next $100 million handed out. Okay. Council member Gail Buehrer wants to investigate the mayor's connection to the firm and why the city issued a $53 million no bid. Well, they're minorities. That's why. They don't have to have a bid. No bid contract without seeing if it could get a better deal. It's done. Nothing's going to happen here. We're reading this for fucking, I don't know. Somebody will bring it up at a campaign event with fucking 100 or 200 people, because that's all that's showing up to these fucking affairs. I hope everybody realizes. Even Trumpy, he got booed the other day, man. I mean, fucking people, I don't, get out, people, fuck them. You always say you want to just say no. The way you say no is you go unregistered to be a part of the fucking affirmation of this fucking lie, this fraud. That's how you do it. And you let them know that, hey, we're done fucking talking. The answer is fucking no. The mayor insisted that part of the allure of the company was that it was minority-owned firm. Why should that fucking matter? And when you're bidding contracts for money out of my fucking money, for my fucking sweat, my fucking goddamn tears, my children's fucking money, and they pay some fucking taxes. They're supporting more. My youngest son pays so much to support fucking illegals that he can't have his own. I mean, he's got a good job. I mean, he does custom fucking goddamn stainless steel. They build distilleries. They build fucking goddamn breweries. They build coffee dryers. They build stuff that separates the different products from the marijuana. Custom. So he makes good money. He paid $18,000 in taxes last year. because he's single. He doesn't have 10 fucking little kids. And, you know, he fucking, I keep thinking about the fucking Roger Waters. I want to kill that bastard. But I think about, you know, that share shit. You know, all my son wants, and I mean, he's like 35 now. He's the last one that hasn't married. He wants a wife and children and a house and a Christmas tree. Because the good times he can remember are all when he was a fucking kid. And he can't have that because his money has to go to take care of this third world fucking trash that is fucking down in Honduras, that is fucking down in El Salvador, that's fucking in goddamn Guatemala and Mexico. So we got to take, he's got to pay for their fucking. So he can't have what he wants, even though he works fucking 6-7 fucking days a week. 10-12 fucking hours a day. No, you're where he's working. He's a goddamn slave to a motherfucking third worlder. That's what's going on in this country. That's what should be fucking getting the people up and making them fucking exercise their right to fucking clean this shit out, to fucking exercise the law, to enforce the fucking law, to run these bastards out. I ask him, you know, what about, you know, you looking for a girl? He has girlfriends. He says, none of them, they're all, he said, every one of them is a goddamn woke bitch up here. You don't want none of them. Nobody fucking wants them. I mean, goddamn you women, you better get to thinking. There, nobody wants you anymore because you're too fucking stupid. And you don't want to be fucking women. You don't want to fucking raise a family. You don't want that Christmas tree, do you? You want to, I don't know what the fuck you want. Maybe you want, oh, that's right. You want a dick sewed on. That's what it is. According to the contract, the most a card can have is, God, at least there's something good here. Most the card can have is $10,000. But cards will be refilled every 4 weeks. That means somebody gets fucking $10,000 a month if they want to give it to them. And that's what they're giving them. That's what I was told way before I ever saw any articles on it. The mayor insisted that part of the allure of the company was that it was a minority-owned firm, really. WMBs, you know, women and minority-owned businesses. What in this country where it's not supposed to, I mean, this is supposed to be the country of equality, right? That's what they preach to us all the time. They were throwing in the political correctness and throwing the queers in our face and throwing the fucking goddamn transvestites in our fucking face and fucking start attacking our children from the time when they fucking crawled into the fucking goddamn kindergarten. That's what they told us. Equality across the fucking board. Nobody's better than nobody else. But this right here, man, minorities, I mean, if you're a fucking minority, what we the fucking people who work for a goddamn living and pay for all this shit are the fucking minority in this country. And that's a fucking fact. It cannot be disputed. You know, women and minorities own businesses. Well, then fucking I guess that somebody has a fucking goddamn, it isn't that level playing field we were talking about at all now, is it? Have historically been locked out. No, they have fucking not. That's what you got running this country. That's why it's in such a fucking mess, because they've never played in the jungle. They've never fought in the jungle. Well, they like being used. It's like the old lady from goddamn Romania. I mean, this is the same shit, but it's coming full circle. It's coming full fucking circle, and it's coming fast. So you better be ready to fucking reap what you have sown. The mayor, who has a pageant for surrounding himself with friends, and acquaintances, insists he has no personal relationship with the owner of the company, and I'm sure he doesn't. How many of these goddamn mayors, how many of these goddamn governors have been fucking done time in prison and come right back out and do it again, like Marion Barry? Busted dog with coke, and he came back and was the goddamn mayor of fucking goddamn D.C. I mean, it's like fucking there's two fucking worlds running parallel here, and they don't even know we exist, because we will not stand up and fucking knock them on their fucking ass. That's the bottom fucking line. He said we don't hang out in the Hamptons together or go to baseball games together. Fuck you. Who else thinks this needs an investigation? Yeah, that's what we needed. Go get some of them fucking Jew fucking King Chuck's goddamn esquires and hire a law firm. Give them millions to investigate this. And then you could even bring them before Congress. And then you could find out, yes, goddamn it, every bit of it's true. He made two or three fucking $1 million every time there was a transaction. And then nothing. Just more fucking pissed away fucking money. When we the people, wealth, I won't call it money. We the people are the only ones that can do anything about this, and we won't. Why? Somebody answer me. New York City's non-citizen voting a law struck down by appeals court. Wow, you mean somebody from another fucking country can't come here and vote? You go to another fucking country and you don't even have to vote. You just go in without a goddamn visa and see what happens to your fucking ass. But they struck it down. Oh, boy, things are going our right way here in New York City. It's by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. New York City's law that lets non-citizens vote in local elections hit a brick wall on Wednesday as the state appeals court ruled it violates the state's constitution approved December 21st by a 33-14 city council vote. The controversial law had not yet been put into practice owing to an injunction imposed in 2022 by a lower court in Staten Island. I wonder how much money's already been spent on this bullshit. How many law firms? I mean, these Jew motherfuckers every angle. They put the shit in on this end and they bring it out on this end. And in the middle, they're fucking taking it all along. They're taking wealth. When are you going to have enough? When you're fucking living out on the street, on the sidewalk? Breaking. Democrat politicians in Chicago have placed over 300 illegal immigrants in this one abandoned factory alone. What? This is not news. You're supposed to come out with something that we don't fucking know. We've seen the streets of Miami. We've seen the streets of Chicago. We've seen the streets of New York. We've seen the streets of L.A. We've seen the streets of San Francisco. Trudeau, independent media threatens to destroy WEF agenda. If we could, we would. It would already be a done deal. And this was like a fucking hour and 30-minute motherfucking goddamn video, and I watched a little bit of it just enough to see that little prick's face, that little faggot bastard. Anyway, Julian Assange, the goal is to use Afghanistan to wash money out of the tax bases of the U.S. and Europe through Afghanistan and back into the hands of a transitional security elite. The goal is an endless war, not a successful war. 2011. Yeah. Man, I swear. Every day just sitting here and just looking at this, I shake my fucking head. Take another drink of water and see what comes up next. Andy, NGO reports, Little Rock child sex crime suspect revealed to be trans non-binary activist. And this person here, now this person here was arrested as they should have been and shot. But it was arrested for fucking, Benton, Arkansas, a 27-year-old Little Rock area, who was arrested on child sex crime allegations is revealed to be a trans non-binary activist following an exclusive investigation by the post-millennial. And what's going to happen to her? That's all right. She's going to be paroled, right? We already read that part. Why are you bringing this up? You bring it up every fucking day. Nothing done every fucking day. You know, fucking, I know you guys are like me. Every night when you go to bed, you want to wake up in the morning and say, there's fighting. They're fighting. Somebody's broke. A fight has broke out. I would grab my gun so fast and my fucking gear, and I would head to that gunfire, and I would be in as fast as I fucking could. And every day you fucking wake up in the morning and it's the same old fucking shit. Nothing. Israel has dropped 65,000 tons of explosives on Gaza. This is the equivalent of 28 kilograms of explosives on Gaza. For every civilian, 28 kilograms. That's 1,000, 28,000, yeah, of explosives on Gaza for every civilian woman and child. Well, of course they have. They did it yesterday. They'll do it tomorrow. Israel demolishing buildings to construct road in Gaza to cut the strip into, well, no, they're not. Yes, they are. No, they're not. Yes, they are. Well, yeah, they are. But hey, it's the fucking Jews. It's the fucking kike, motherfucking pig shit eating mother misery makers of the world. We can't complain about this. Elizabeth Warren doesn't want you using a private plane, but she has no problem flying in one herself. Watch as Warren notices she's caught being a hypocrite, so she tries to hide behind one of her aides. This is going to change it, people. Fuck, finally somebody found the story. It's going to fucking turn the American people to the fucking goddamn gun and make them do what they should have done fucking generations ago. This is the one. Elizabeth Warren getting off a fucking plane. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Israeli jets attack Damascus apartment building, killing two. Well, they attacked probably yesterday, and they did the same fucking thing, too, didn't they? I mean, is there anything fucking new here? Nothing suspicious about a group of Syrians walking across the U.S. border wearing 5.11 tactical gear. Well, no. What would be suspicious about that? It's a fucking invasion. Isn't that, I mean, they didn't bring a gun, did they? Well, they'll get their gun when they get up to their headquarters. And go ahead and watch this video. Watch these smug motherfuckers. They know exactly what's going on. You're going to fight them whether you want to or not. I got news for you. You can sit there and fucking pretend and go down on your knees and pray until your goddamn hands fall off. Ain't going to change a thing. You'll fight them or they'll fuck you. And I mean literally fuck you. They'll fuck your daughters. They'll fuck your sons. They'll fuck your dog. And then they'll fuck you. And take your polished gun and shove it up your ass. Top FDA official testifies, we knew mRNA would cause millions to die. Well, of course they fucking did. I mean, how many times? I mean, this beating a dead horse? There's just a little bit of fur left on the ground, and we're pounding the fuck out of it with a sledgehammer. Anything new? You know, remember the old days on the net when fucking shit hit the fan plan and all these other different sites we come out with, you know, or doing investigating. I even wrote 2,200 fucking articles to start this fucking site. But this is all fucking controlled fucking opposition. I mean, what else can you say about it? Breaking, IRS official Alex Mina, who works in criminal investigation, says IRS News has no problem going after the small people, putting people in prison and destroying their lives. Again, what is fucking new? There was one here I wanted to fucking talk about. I was going down quick. Let me go back up here and see if I can find it. Because it was one that really fucking peed me. I mean, it's not that it's nothing new. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you I discovered some uranium or anything like that. Let me see. Did it go away? Did somebody take it away? We'll see. By God. Nope. It has been taken down. But it was a basketball game, okay? So you got this fucking dude. He's about 6'1". And you can see it's a fucking dude. I mean, fucking on the basketball court. But he's playing against girls. And they're, you know, up under the rim, you know, elbowing and stuff to get a fucking rebound. And just, he hits this little girl, man. I mean, just, you know, puts his elbow into it like he was playing with men. A man would have fucking dropped him. He would have just knocked him out. And then she's down on the floor rolling around. This little girl, she's fucking, maybe comes up to his fucking tit. And he weighs probably about, I don't know, maybe 120 pounds soaking wet. Knocked the fuck out of her. And, oh, you know, that you can't say nothing about it. What am I? I'm a embophobia son of a bitch or some kind of thing. They fucking, I wish I could have found that fucking thing. Non-citizens voting struck down by appeals court. Oh, man. Breaking Democrat politics in Chicago. Trudeau and they did. They took that goddamn thing down. Well, it shows you how much powerful that 1%, the fucking LGBTQ, EFG, HIJK, LMNOPQRST motherfuckers have, huh? Top FDA official testifies, we knew mRNA. Again, man, I have no fucking enthusiasm to fucking look at any of this shit. I've said it's been said 1,000 times, and this only being put up to fucking, you know, there'll be talking points that'll come out of this for the fucking phony fucking election. And man, make it a non-election, just once and for fucking all, make it a referendum on the motherfuckers, and just go unregister to vote. Make it so that the only ones that vote are the goddamn fucking illegals. Then you can stand back and say, well, I guess it's time to fucking fight, don't you think? I mean, it's a simple fucking thing to do. We just need to say no, but that's how you say fucking no. And then you back it up with a fucking gun. If you don't do this, man, I'm telling you, I don't know what the hell is going to become of this goddamn country. I would have never fucking believed in my whole life that it could come to this, but it has come to this. And anyway, I'm tired of this shit for the day anyway. It makes me want to puke. So I'll tell you, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific 3 Eastern for another broadcast of From the Trenches WorldReport.com with the fucking mainstream alternate media. We'll have some more stories about fucking mRNA shot, you know, that we already know kills, that we already know about the genocide. We'll have a story or two about the 10 zillion fucking illegal immigrants. I mean, the fucking invasion forces that are coming across. More, I mean, they got like, would they get 3,000 fucking Chinese men of fighting age just coming in? They're laughing. I told you guys a long time ago, you know, when they were all, they just nice families. They just want a better life. No, they want to take your fucking life. Now that they've got here in force, now they're starting to get that fucking start looking at you like, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. We'll fucking, there's fucking 100 of us. There's one of you. But I got 100 bullets in this fucking gun, you son of a bitch. Boom. We fight or we fucking die. That's just all. This is what we've come to, people. I'm sorry. That's what we've come to. It wasn't my fucking doing. I tried everything I could to get people to fucking get on that goddamn page. But they have other interests in mind. There's money to be made. And as long as Mammon will be the fucking winner of this fucking war. You watch. That is the word from the trenches.